in the limelight.
Equipped with US-manufactured littoral combat ships, the Saudis have been able to blockade air and seaports that are vital to feeding the most populated part of Yemen, the northern area where 80% of the population lives, says Katie Kelly Ryder in an article published under the heading About Suffering, a Massacre of the Innocents in Yemen. Stay tuned for the details, please. In 1565, Peter Bruegel the Elder created The Massacre of the Innocents, a provocative masterpiece of religious art. The painting reworks a biblical narrative about King Herod's order to slaughter all newborn boys in Bethlehem for fear that a Messiah had been born there. Bruegel's painting situates the atrocity in a contemporary setting, a 16th century Flemish village under attack by heavily armed soldiers. Depicting multiple episodes of gruesome brutality, Bruegel conveys the terror and grief inflicted on trapped villagers who cannot protect their children. Uncomfortable with the images of child slaughter, the Holy Roman Emperor Rudolf II, after acquiring the painting, ordered another reworking. The slaughtered babies were painted over with images such as bundles of food or small animals, making the scene appear to be one of plunder rather than massacre. Verbruggel's anti-war theme updated to convey images of child slaughter today, a remote Yemeni village could be the focus. Soldiers performing the slaughter wouldn't arrive on horseback. Today, they often are Saudi pilots trained to fly US-made warplanes over civilian locales and then launch laser-guided missiles sold by Raytheon, Boeing, and Lockheed Martin to disembowel, decapitate, maim, or kill anyone in the path of the blast and exploding shards. For more than 5 years, Yemenis have faced near-famine conditions while enduring a naval blockade and routine aerial bombardment. The United Nations estimates the war has already caused 233,000 deaths, including 131,000 deaths from indirect causes such as lack of food, health services, and infrastructure. The systematic destruction of farms, fisheries, roads, sewage and sanitation plants, and healthcare facilities has wrought further suffering. Yemen is resource-rich, but famine continues to stalk the country, the UN reports. Two-thirds of Yemenis are hungry and fully half do not know when they will eat next. 25% of the population suffers from moderate to severe malnutrition. That includes more than 2 million children. Equipped with U.S.-manufactured littoral combat ships, the Saudis have been able to blockade air and seaports that are vital to feeding the most populated parts of Yemen, the northern area where 80% of the population lives. Many are children who must never be held accountable for political deeds. The United States is supplying devastating weaponry and diplomatic support to the Saudi-led coalition, while additionally launching its own selective aerial attacks. Meanwhile, the U.S., like Saudi Arabia and the UAE, has cut back on its contributions to humanitarian relief. This severely affects the coping capacity of international donors. 90% of Yemen's food is imported, and even humanitarian waivers will not allow commercial imports, essentially cutting off food for the entire country. U.S. leaders and much of the mainstream media responded vigorously to the shocking insurrection at the U.S. Capitol and the tragic loss of multiple lives as it occurred. It is difficult to understand why the Trump administration's ongoing massacre of the innocents in Yemen has failed to generate outrage and deep sorrow. This war began the last time Joseph Biden was in office. It must end now. 2 years in time, Yemen doesn't have. Sanctions and blockades are devastating warfare, cruelly leveraging hunger and possible famine as a tool of war. But the message Americans sent to governing bodies throughout the world was unmistakable. If you do not subordinate your country to serve our national interest, we will crush your children. Yemen hadn't always gotten this message. That will be the most expensive no vote you ever cast, was the U.S. ambassador's chilling response to Yemen. Today, children in Yemen are being starved by Saudi and Emirati monarchs. This painting concerned the death of one child. In Yemen, the United States, through its regional allies, could end up killing many hundreds of thousands more. Yemen's children cannot protect themselves. In the direst cases of severe acute malnutrition, they are too weak even to cry. We must not turn away. We must decry the terrible war and blockade. Doing so may help spare the lives of at least some of Yemen's children. The opportunity to resist this massacre of the innocents rests with us.